Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad tweeted it. State game viewership 15.9 million. Just to place that up against other events, NBA Finals Game 6, 12.5 million.
Dane and Kip in D.C. on the phone line.
Major League Baseball World Series Game 6, 11.75 million. Michigan, Ohio State, 15.9 milli. Just to put in perspective, me, Music City Todd, my wife, Vaughn Broadnax, Coach Marshall, we were there watching it. Bar lines, all those massive TVs. It was a wonderful thing. Dane has been waiting here. Let's get him in. What's up, sir?
How you doing, Bill?
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I was talking to Hambone the other day, and we were just batting some stuff around. What are the chances of Heupel going after the Rattler kid, you know, with the Oklahoma connection through the transfer portal?
I don't think with Hendon Hooker there. Now, do we still know what Hendon Hooker's going to do? I hope he comes back.
I haven't heard anything. I hope he stays, but with this transfer portal stuff and the name, image, likeness, I mean, it's kind of hard it seems like you could keep up with stuff before, but it's already hard for me to kind of keep up with stuff.
Spencer Rattler's from the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, and the thinking is, even though this is not final, that he's going to go back to Arizona State.
Where do you think Tennessee's going to go in the bowl?
Oh, I no idea. I hadn't even looked. It'd be nice if they came here. What are the chances they come to the Music City?
For.
Yeah,
that's what I'm. What do you think? What do you think about Arkansas? Where they end up?
That's another good question.
Well, I hope they. I kind of pull for them because of my Arkansas buddies. But I'm pretty proud of Tennessee, though, Bill. I mean, if they can wind up 8-5 after it all shakes out, after everything that's went on up there. And you made a good point. I guess it was yesterday, maybe. Things have been awful quiet up here at Tennessee lately. That's probably not good for talk radio, but I'm glad it's kind of quieted down myself. Because we need to put some of this drama on the side. I ran into Jimmy Himes up there in Knoxville the other night. And you get along with him?
Jimmy Himes is one of the truly nice guys, objective, solid journalists on the Tennessee beat.
Yeah, I told him I enjoy his work. But you, Bill, you still got the best college show going. I'm going to jump off here, man. Take it easy.
See you, man. Appreciate the call. We'll go from Dane over on the banks of the Cumberland River to Kip up in D.C. Welcome in, sir. What's up, Kip?
Yeah. Hey, now, gotcha. You were talking about Clark Lee earlier. I'm kind of thinking with Texas and OU joining the SEC, I mean, will Vandy just throw their hands up in the air and just say, I mean, hey, we fell so much farther down now that, I mean, what the heck? I mean, Clark Lee, he may be there long enough to make it to 100 losses.
Well, that's been a question. Vanderbilt has been a athletic department, particularly football freeloader, for since Vanderbilt's a charter member. In 1933, Vanderbilt was when the league was formed. They were in the league. And got to remember, they're getting about $45 million a year just for membership. That's going to go up to about $80 million once we get to Texas OU joining and all the money and everything else. They're not leaving that paycheck. They're never going to say, hey, we suck, we can't compete, let's go hang out with Sewanee. That's not ever happening. Oh, and Kip, let me flip that. The SEC loves Vanderbilt because it's what everybody says the SEC isn't. It's high academics. It's well known nationally, and that's all they need out of Vanderbilt. They don't ever. The SEC has never had a conversation, you know, in a boardroom. Man, we've got to get this Vandy team winning. This is embarrassing. They don't need. They got Kip, as you know. The SEC's got plenty of teams to win. They don't need Vandy to do any of that.
Oh, yeah. Now, my angle was just that, instead of cycling through coaches, it seemed like Clarkley wants to be there. Just let him be the coach. Don't even worry about it. Just let him coach.
Yeah, they'll give him a chance. It won't end well because it never does for Vandy head coach, James Franklin aside. But.
Yeah. I know they got baseball revved up. I think Vandy should at least be like formidable year in and year out in basketball. It used to be. I remember my teenage years; they were pretty good. You know,
had their moments where they've been really good at basketball. And Jerry Stackhouse is this his third year? He's second year or third year, whatever it is.
Yeah. So, Bill, this Billy Napier hire, I'm quite excited about it. Checks a lot of boxes. It improves on so many levels, from recruiting to relationships to, you know, what I think is going to be definitely a better staff from top to bottom, organization and things like that. So I think we're in pretty good hands.
Yeah, Dan, just at the end of the story, is just too doggone stubborn to understand the blueprint, and he was never going to understand it.
Yeah, I agree. And, the hire that I'm probably most ecstatic about, either from college football in general, I think that Lincoln Riley is going to just be amazing out there. I mean, it's coming. That USC wave is coming back. All this foolishness from the past decade or whatever, I think it's over out there. They're coming.
Well, and that job, if he indeed is right for it, that's a quick flip job. You don't need 4 years to flip Southern Cal. You can probably do it in about two. And if he recruits right, which he's sitting there right in the middle of all of them, then we're about to see something.
Yeah. And the last thing I had was sort of the media, Cincinnati's like the group of five, media dog, things of that nature. Not a lot of people are talking about Houston and giving them a shot to win that game. I think Dana's got something for Luke Fickell. I think Houston's going to win that game.
Isn't it amazing? Because Dana has a lot of detractors out there. And it's almost like they've only got one loss. What are they, 11-1 or whatever? It's almost like nobody knows that about Houston.
Right. What was it? It was about 10 years ago when West Virginia rolled up on Clemson. What did we call it on the show? The double tap game? Dana's double tap?
Yeah. Wait. What? You talking about because he got my boy fired or what?
Yeah. They scored like 70-something. I remember I think it was 66250 did a bit about the double tap. I think it was around the same time that Bin Laden got double tapped. So
right.
We called it the Dana double tap game. Yeah. I think that's what's about to happen this week. Luke Fickell was about to get double tapped. But we'll see. Hey, I know you might not get to see the games in person, but live or anything like that. But enjoy your weekend. Good luck to your son out there. I'm going to try to see if I can catch me some high school games this Friday night myself.
All right, man. Be good, Kip. Thank you, bud. Yeah, they got my boy Kevin Steele fired. Dana did. Dana has a lot of detractors out there. I like him. I've never been anti-Dana. Brad does not like him. Brad Powers. And they're quietly, I mean, they had a hell of a year. I don't know how quiet it is, but in the big picture, it's somewhat quiet. Rob in the 2-0 over in San Antonio. Bill, 64 bowl game sounds good to me. And then all the winners advance to play the following week in another bowl game. And then the winners advance to play the following week in yet another bowl game. So you take all the bowl games and you give them their own bracketed format. Let them play it out. Would that be like the NIT is to the NCAA tournament? The not invited tournament, the NIT. Clyde up in Detroit. Bill, I agree. This is the best college football show. Makes my work mornings go smooth. Safe travels this weekend. Thank you, Clyde. Yeah, I'm heading to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Got to get on 840 to I-24, take it all the way into town. I have not been to UT Chattanooga or that stadium, Finley Stadium. Many of you have. I have never been there. So I'm about to experience that. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That game's 6 or 7 o'clock ball game. And that's it, man. Last game. Isn't it amazing how fast the high school and college football seasons go? There's not another sport that goes seemingly as fast or level. Like pro sports, now maybe this is just me. Pro sports last forever, meaning a season. I mean, to me, that one of the 100 reasons why most pro sports bore me to death is just, it's, God, last forever. The NBA Major League Baseball season, there's no way I could possibly be on a broadcast team to do that. I would just completely, I would literally keel over from boredom. I'm not kidding. We'll get a break. Thursday edition. Kevin Hagan tomorrow. Brad Powers tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here the last 15, 20 minutes. Still looking good right now coming through Mount Juliet. All that heavy traffic coming down the interstate there out of Wilson County. Still trying to finish a wreck with injuries. 2200 block of Brick Church Pike. That was a minor crash over there in the 54th at Centennial Boulevard. Still some radar on I-40 coming in from Hickman County through Dixon County just around 840. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Smashville is waiting for you. Join us to be a part of the action. Head to Bridgestone Arena December 2nd and 4th to watch your Nashville Predators take on fierce opponents, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens. Single game tickets are available now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. There's nothing better than hockey at home in Smashville. Don't wait. Secure your tickets today. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Grab your gold and get to Smashville. Let's go, Preds.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, we'll see sunny skies, high near 72. Mostly clear tonight, low around 45. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and a high near 71. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Jason is an Hawkeye, Jason. Bill, when you go to Chattanooga, stop by the Moon Pie Factory and ride the duck boat through the town. I don't think I'm going to have time for anything. No, I don't think. We used to go to Chattanooga all the time and used to go in high school for the Rotary Tennis Tournament. Used to go every year. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Chattanooga. And a lot of folks that don't go to Tennessee Knoxville or MTSU go to UT Chattanooga. They have a lot of folks from around here end up at UT Chattanooga. They like it there. I've not, like I told you, I have not been there. So I don't know my surroundings. Kip up in D.C., Bill, Alabama is going to press Bennett into having to make plays. Then Kirby is going to have to make a decision. This is also a showcase for Bill O'Brien. Speaking of that, we'll get Kevin to talk about this tomorrow. I don't know what all he can say, but there are rumors. Have you heard this, y'all? Are you ready? I want everybody to be sitting down. If you're in your car, I want you to pull over. Yeah, I don't think any of you can handle what I'm about to say. Have you heard this? Are you sitting down? Okay. So if you wreck because of this, it's on you, not me. Rumors that Jeremy Pruitt is heading back to Alabama. Don't wreck. Stop it. Tighten up, everybody. I'm just throwing that out there. We'll see what Kevin can reveal or not reveal tomorrow about that. Rumors that Jeremy Pruitt may be heading back to Alabama to put a fix on that defense. Actually, I mean, the defense has got some personnel weaknesses, yes. But the main issue with Alabama, more so, would be the lack of physicality on the offensive line and the lack of a steady running game, Alabama-level running game. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Johnny Vegas, Bill, to keep in TV view perspective, the Raiders Cowboys Thanksgiving game had 38 million viewers. Might have, but I can promise you I wasn't one of them. It might have been. Could have been. They could have listed all 300 and something million Americans watching that game. I would not have been one of them. I would rather watch a TV show that had a bunch of ants on a wall and you have to count to see how many ants there are there. That's just me, y'all. Sorry. That ain't my thing, y'all. The pro game bores me to no end. It has for decades. That ain't changing. Now, there are a lot of games on here at the house, pro games, because my kids watch it and stuff. They like it, but I don't. I don't at all. Brian Kelly had his LSU press conference. I just watched some clips of it, and he said, I'm here because of the best AD. Scott Woodward's a good AD. I'm not doubting that at all, but, I mean, that's taking a shot at Jack Swarbrick there, and I don't think that Brian Kelly and Jack had a contentious relationship at all. I don't think so. By the way, Jack Swarbrick said in his press conference regarding Brian Kelly that Brian had said a couple of things the last few weeks which kind of tipped him off that Brian was getting antsy and looking. He said he was not surprised that Brian Kelly was moving on. After 12 years, he said he'd said some things that just registered to me that, you know, might be time to be looking around a little bit. Brian Kelly, and let me pull this up. I want to make sure I get this right. You got to remember, Brian Kelly took over a Notre Dame program that was severely broken with poor hires, probably lack of the right commitment from above, etc. By the way, I just clicked this and it pulled up some Kelly law firm. What happened here? I mean, I'm not looking for the Kelly law firm, whoever that might be. Brian Kelly, born October of 1961, head coach at LSU, got his first job as the head coach at Grand Valley State in 1991, spent 12 years there. Now think about this. The coach at LSU and Notre Dame spent 12 years at Grand Valley State, then spent 3 years at Central Michigan, 4 years at Cincinnati, 12 years at Notre Dame, but spent a ton of time at Grand Valley State when he got things going. And every step of the way, this cat has won. Every step. This dude wins. His last 3 years at Grand Valley State, he went 13-1, 14-0, 14-1. Central Michigan, he went 4-7 the first year, left after year three when he went 9-4, got the Cincinnati job. He left Cincinnati, they were 12-0 for Notre Dame. His last 4 years at Notre Dame, 10-3, 12-1, 11-2, 10-2, 11-1. Brian Kelly. This dude has truly won all the way up. Now, does he have a national championship in there? No. But you tell me, at which of those places should you be winning a national championship? Well, Notre Dame. But, again, the shortcoming was Brian doesn't like to get out and be obsessive about recruiting. Not bad. Julia in Atlanta. Bill, your last guest was the one to ask about Jimmy Pruitt. Yes, true, but I ran out of time. With Chris Landry, I've got a million different questions about a million different teams and elements each time he's on, and I always leave a ton that I wished I'd have gotten to with him. Yeah, she's talking about the rumor that's out there that Jeremy Pruitt might well be heading back to Alabama to fix up that defense. That's actually played pretty well. Scott, again, some personnel shortcomings, but just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. You're right. I wished I'd have had the time, and there were a bunch of questions that were out there that were posted on Twitter that were meant for Chris that I just didn't get to. Got to remember, we give him two segments, too. Chris Landry gets about 30 minutes of actual airtime when we put him on. That's a long haul, and usually there's a bunch left that I didn't even get to. Another thing I have to do with Chris is there'll be one topic. There were about 1,000 questions about Georgia, Alabama, and I could have just taken that 30 minutes and only read questions about that game and never gotten close to the end of it. And I didn't want to do that because I want to spread it around a little bit. Now, we got a bunch of questions in with him about that topic, but I didn't want to go too far. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, enjoyed the call with Kip up in D.C. Derek King left the Cougars for the U, and no one thought Hoagie would be winning this season. Houston started 0-1, losing to Texas Tech. Since then, rolled off 11 straight. 11. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, besides the NFL, college football has four of the top 9 sporting events viewed in 2021. Number one's always going to be the Super Bowl. 91.63 million. Wow. Wow. Johnny Vegas. Bill, for your information, week 2 of college football 2024, USC versus LSU. You know what an opener next year is, 2022? One of the game one openers? Notre Dame at Ohio State. Did you know that, y'all? Marcus Freeman at Ryan Day, where Marcus Freeman played not that long ago. Jeff, too, Bill. Kelly did win 2 Division II natties at Grand Valley State in 02 and 03. Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I was concentrating on the big picture natty. But you know what? Winning a natty on that level is really, really hard to do. We all look at it like, well, that's just, you know, that football. That's not. Folks, if you're coaching that level of football against other teams, that level of football, it's really, really, really hard to win a national championship on that level. I mean, it's, folks, it's hard to win a championship on any level. Sometimes that's taken for granted. It's very, very difficult. Is one of the reasons Brian Kelly left Notre Dame is he didn't think he could win a natty there? I'm convinced yes. I don't think that was the sole reason, but I think that was one of the reasons. He felt like after 12 years, I don't know that I can do any more here. Oh, you remember the clip from a summer ago, last summer, the summer of 21? Brian Kelly, and I don't remember what event, but he's being interviewed. I don't think the practice hadn't even started yet. It's in the summer. And he was talking about he hired Marcus Freeman, and Marcus Freeman's going to be the next head coach. Everybody pulled that clip, said, ah, because I brought it up right when they hired Marcus Freeman. I'm wondering if he ends up as the coach. Now, again, I did not think Brian Kelly would leave in a year from then, but that's what's happened. But Kelly came back, oh, a week or so later and said, no, I just meant he's going to be a head coach somewhere. I didn't necessarily mean here. Everybody's now pulling that clip back up, if you'll note, if you've seen that on Twitter, and saying, aha, he forewarned us, Bill. He was trying to give us the hints last summer, Bill. Well, all I know is he came back and said that's not exactly what he meant. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I've got a lot of questions that I ask about for Chris and Brad that never get read. I completely understand, but that's why I subscribe to their services. It's completely worth the money. It is. I agree with you. Yeah, what happens? Let me explain. When I have a bunch of questions, it may be for Brad, it may be for Chris, etc., maybe Kevin Hagan. Well, Kevin Hagan, though, is about one topic. But when it's Brad and it's any game that can be bet, football-wise, right, and with Chris, it's about any team, I have to edit on the fly through questions. I'm constantly filtering, and I'm trying. For example, again, with Chris just then, there were a million Georgia-Alabama questions about, and all good questions, okay, about personnel matchups, about what Nick's got to do to help the offensive line. Just, again, a million different angles on that game. And what I have to do is edit through there and make sure I get some of those good questions in there, but not have it only be about that topic, because I want to, during that stretch, I want to spread it out a little bit, right? Now, that's a huge topic. Don't misunderstand me, but I don't want it to only be overwhelmed by it, and if I wanted that to happen, I could have just done Georgia-Alabama there, because that was overwhelmingly where all the angles were coming from. I was getting a lot of Oklahoma, Notre Dame, LSU, Florida, all the hires and all that, matchups, Michigan, Iowa. That was all coming at me too. But the Georgia-Alabama angle was anything you could think of was being asked. And again, all good questions. Please keep sending them, but I have to edit through there to where it just doesn't get overwhelmingly one topic. And there's times for that to be the only topic, but that wasn't the time. Dow is up about 220 right now. So everybody happy, at least in the morning, at the start here. Be careful. This is choppy chop season. Be careful out there in the markets. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to ease up quite a bit as far as that traffic volume coming down 65 here at Trinity Lane. Traffic just busy trying to get past the airport on I-40 coming through Hermitage, Donaldson. Still on a scene of a wreck with injuries at Hickory Hollow Parkway at Una Antioch Pike over in Antioch. It's got traffic tied up pretty good in both directions. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition. It's happening December 26th. Log on to Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. That's 800-748-6805.
Hanson's Hardwood is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Hanson's Hardwood. For all your flooring projects, give the pros a call today at 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Kevin Hagin tomorrow, Brad Powers tomorrow on Friday. That is the casting. Aliquippa Bob, Bill, a subscription to Landry Football is well worth the money. Information is tremendous and accurate. Best way to have your questions answered. I endorse that endorsement. I'm with you on that one. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Miami should hire a coach that is short. It's been said that anybody that's over 6 foot would have to duck their head to get into the Miami mini indoor football facility. So the door is small. Well, how did Howard Snellenberger, they probably didn't even have one for him. Howard Snellenberger is a big dude. He passed away. Howard Snellenberger is probably 6'4". Big burly dude. And again, I told you, when not on the football field, the guy walks around with a pipe in his mouth the whole time. He's one of those pipe guys. I'm not a big fan of that part. I'm a fan of Snellenberger, but not a big pipe guy. Not a big cigar guy either. We used to do the show, and I won't name the place. I believe it's still around. From a place that was a cigar shop. And well, it was actually a massive warehouse liquor store, and then up top they had a cigar area, and people would go up there just to smoke cigars. Well, one of the salespeople sold shows where we would have to be there. And now Bob Bell was with me. This is back in the early 90s. And of course, Bob smoked cigarettes around the clock. I don't think he smoked cigars, though, but I remember being up there just, brutalized by all the smoke. Come out of there, and it's all on your clothes. It never comes, well, I guess in the wash it comes out of your clothes. But driving home, you can smell it. I'm sorry. If you're into that, that's fine. I'm just, not my thing, man. Not my thing. But when a salesperson goes out and sells it, you got to go, right? Can't say no. But, yeah, we used to do that. I'll give you, some of you will remember, it's a place called Smokes and Brews. I won't give you the brand, but it was Smokes and Brews. And it's still there for all I know. Haven't checked in a while, but I think it's still there. Interesting. Now let's get back to the story, Marcus Freeman. Reports everywhere that Notre Dame's made a decision to make Marcus Freeman their head coach. I have not seen any confirmation from Notre Dame on this. I'm assuming that that's the direction they're going. If you think about it, the timing really doesn't afford Notre Dame much else. Now, again, they can go out and hire some other guy, sure. But if indeed their other guy is Luke Fickell, it's just timing-wise, it just can't happen. This was another year where Cincinnati's clearly not going to the playoffs. They could probably already have a deal with Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell would love to have that job. Two jobs he would like to have, Ohio State or Notre Dame, or where he's at, Cincinnati. He doesn't want to move to Florida, doesn't want to move to Los Angeles, he doesn't want to move to Baton Rouge. He's got his geography that is his bluff, right? And the timing just doesn't work because Cincinnati is very much in play for the playoffs. And you're not going to leave your team on a playoff run. You got to remember when Brian Kelly left Cincinnati, which would have been, what, 09? They were 12-0. And they were going to a bowl game. But, I mean, they weren't – in 09, they weren't in the national championship. That was Alabama and Texas, right? I mean – They didn't have a shot at that. The BCS was not going to allow that. So he left his team and moved on to Notre Dame. Brian Kelly did. By the way, do you remember what the rumor was? There's always rumors. Here is what, and I had other coaches tell me this too. When Brian Kelly was at Cincinnati that last year and they were going 12-0, and the Notre Dame job was coming open, and obviously that's a huge target. Two things. Brian Kelly might not even want the Notre Dame job, which I laughed at. That was a big rumor. Yeah, Bill, Brian Kelly might not take that job. I swear I heard that rumor a million times. Here's the other one. Bill, Notre Dame's not sure about Brian Kelly because there's a lot of stories about in the past, like when he was at Grand Valley, where he mistreated people. Yeah, there's some stories, some awful stories. Did you see the one story? Two GAs back at Central Michigan, and one of them, both of them are pro coaches now on staffs, say that back in the Central Michigan days, this came up right when the Brian Kelly story happened. Couple things popped up. Everybody's bad Brian Kelly story came out when the news hit that he was leaving Notre Dame. One of them was a couple of coaches, GAs back at the time, living in austere times, right? Living in a little apartment together, no chairs for their kitchen table, eating leftovers. Brian Kelly has a Christmas party at his house. They show up assuming they're invited. Kelly puts them to work. It's snowing, and they stay outside during the whole party, parking cars and shoveling snow for nothing. And then they're sent back home at about 2 a.m. That story, I'm not kidding, that story came up. No, you're not invited. Get out there and grab a shovel and also park the cars. And then at the end of the night when they want their cars back, go get them. Bring them back to them. And shovel the hell out of all this snow. And don't come inside either. The other one was the guy who thought he was real brave. Hey, I've been holding this back This is Notre Dame Navy. Tommy Reese just fumbled. Brian Kelly's flipping somebody the bird. Yeah, I held back on that one too, y'all. I'm a tough guy. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to ease up quite a bit as far as that traffic volume coming down 65 here at Trinity Lane. Traffic just busy trying to get past the airport on I-40 coming through Hermitage, Donaldson. Still on the scene of a wreck with injuries at Hickory Hollow Parkway at Una Antioch Pike over in Antioch. It's got traffic tied up pretty good in both directions. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition. It's happening December 26th. Log on to Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey guys, it's Turner from Rounder Wine and Spirits. We're a family-owned liquor store that has been serving the Nashville community for 22 years. Located at 2635 8th Avenue South, we have an extensive selection of wine, tequila, craft beer, gin, bourbon, and more. Our staff has over 40 years combined experience, and with more than 10 different hand-selected barrels of bourbon and rye whiskey, we have one of the best selections in town. Come visit us on Wednesdays for wine tastings and 10% off wine all day. Follow us on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615 to see all of our favorite bottles, seasonal cocktail recipes, and any other specials the store has run. That's Rounder Wine and Spirits.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final App. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers. Plus, this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final App with Kerry Murphy.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, we'll see sunny skies, high near 72, mostly clear tonight, low around 45. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and a high near 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
I'm on Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly is one of the very rare head coaches that literally has mastered both sides of the ball. Brian Kelly has been a defensive coordinator, and he's been a play caller on offense. Matter of fact, we did our show in Indianapolis from the NCAA football convention. The coaches' convention. We took the show to those several times. One year it was in Indianapolis. This was about 2013. Don't hold me to the year, but somewhere in there. Brian Kelly came down the hall and was on our show. I know Brian Kelly, and he's always been very gracious. And he came by, and I wasn't even trying to scoop it, but I said, Brian, are you going to be calling the plays this year? On offense, he says, yes. This went nuclear. Media picked it up all over America. And again, that wasn't even my reasoning there. I just thought it was a good question because that had not been answered yet. We did not know what they were going to do. This guy truly has mastered both sides of the ball on the field as a coach. He's that on the field to play. Brian Kelly is off the chart good. Josh in London, Ohio, but he's down here. He's actually below us. He's in Oxford, Mississippi, he said, where they redshirt Miss Americas. He said, Bill, who was that Tennessee guy that got up on the billboard, wouldn't come down till Tennessee won? That was 1988. That was Duncan Stewart was his name. He lives out in Vegas, moved out to Vegas a while back. He's from Boston, but was down here in the radio business, and he wasn't a Tennessee fan, but he claimed to be a Tennessee fan. Good guy. No, a good guy. And Tennessee started 1988 off 0-6. It was a disaster. And about game two of that 0-6, he said, I'm protesting. I'm going to go up on this billboard right on the interstate, right off Music Row. And I'm not coming down until they win a game. Well, they kept losing. This went on for about a month to 6 weeks. It was an incredible publicity stunt. Nationwide TV picked it up. Businesses showed up to sponsor him. He had unlimited beer supplies sent to him up on that billboard. Not the smartest. He had porta potties sent over there. You know, the cranes that you know, the lifts where you can, like they have at football practice. He had a porta potty up on one of those lifts they could just step over into. This billboard was up pretty high too. I mean, if he fell off that thing, it'd probably kill him. He'd sit up there literally and got to the point. All he did was he'd sit up there at night. People would come by to see him. I was there one afternoon. Because it was literally just a couple blocks down from our radio station. So I could walk there in 2 minutes where he was. And the mayor was there in his limo with his girlfriend. Just sitting there talking to him. But, yeah, and he just sat up there and drank beer all night. And luckily, he never fell off that thing. Tennessee finally won on a Saturday against Memphis. And it was over. It was the seventh game. But it was call it a stunt or whatever, but it worked. It worked. It was not something I would do. Vaughn Broadnax, Bill, and Vaughn lives here now, and Vaughn was over there at the Omni with us watching the Ohio State-Michigan game and hanging out, so it was good to see him again. Bill, sounds like Brian Kelly did a Mr. McDowell from Coming to America. Quote, why don't you two come by the house tonight? I'm having a get-together at the house, then puts them to work parking cars and serving food and drinks. I don't think they were serving food and drinks. I know what you mean by that, because I don't think they were allowed in the house. They stayed out and parked cars and shoveled snow all night long until the last person left. Oh, man. That's pretty good. Baby Kiff is to Cosby Cattleman as Brian Kelly is to Bill King, Julia, in Atlanta. I like Brian. I know a lot of people don't. I mean, I'm not saying all those stories are the best. But Brian Kelly has a right-hand man that handles his charities and other things. And he was swinging through town a few years ago and wanted to go to lunch with me. And we sat down and talked. And they were, listen to this now. I don't know if I've told this story. They were looking for a defensive coordinator. This is, maybe 6 years ago, seven. And we meet downtown at a steak place for lunch. This guy lives up in Chicago, and he handles all of that stuff for Brian Kelly. They're very close. And I asked him, I said, who do you think they're going to get as defensive coordinator? And he told me, and it was true, we're going to get Brian Van Gorder. That story had not been out yet. At the time, he had a pretty good reputation still as a defensive coordinator. And, of course, that was a disaster. You remember that? That was a catastrophe. Could not have gone worse than hiring him. I'll never forget that. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan. Tomorrow, Brad Powers. Mark it all happy right now. Just be careful. It's a little too green for me right now. Don't short Tesla on this Thursday. Lodgepole.